Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac Man. What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Hey, new year. Happy New Year, everybody. It's Ebert's Lawrence Rosenberg. We are here January 3rd. Listen, let's get to it. Let's play a game of Laura Never Loses. Up for grabs, we're giving away a copy of the 1619 Project, a book project provided by Ebro. It's a great read. So, you know, I'm making sure that you guys are informed. A little information throwing your way. So, if you guys want to, you know, grab yourself a copy and just have some fun. Play Law Never Loses. Get to the phones. We need two contestants right now. 800-223-9797.
New York City, turn your radios up. This is Drake, only on Hot 97.
Hey, it's Ebro Laura Rosenberg. We are here. What's up, everybody? All right, listen. While we get all these dudes to get it together, we're going to do listener versus listener. That's what we're doing. So this is how it works. We have two contestants on the line that are tuned in.
Yep.
Let's see who's on the phone. Hello? Who's this?
Yes, it's Biz, called out of Jersey.
Hi, Biz. What do you do for a living?
Independent contractor.
Okay, Biz.
Contract work, deliveries.
All right, Biz. And Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year, everyone.
Okay. Hold on really quickly. And also on the line, we have Stephanie.
Good morning. Happy New Year.
Good morning, Stephanie. What about you? What do you do for a living?
I am a middle school teacher in the Bronx.
Oh, my God. Bless you. Bless you, Stephanie. I know it's hard right now with all the kids.
I need it today.
But thank you, man. Thank you so much for holding it down. I know all the parents appreciate you. All the kids appreciate you. We all appreciate you. Okay, so listen. We're doing something called listener versus listener. So this is what we're going to do, Stephanie. We're going to kick this off with you. We're going to give you 30 seconds, okay? And we're just going to give you a series of really general questions. You answer them as, you know, the best of your ability. And the one who gets the most questions right wins. So here we go. 30 seconds on the clock. Juanito, DJ John is here, and he's going to read you the questions.
Hope you're ready, baby.
Here we go.
Ready.
All right, she's ready. Here we go. All right.
What is the biggest planet in our solar system?
Oh, I had to go science. Jupiter. Oh, no idea.
Yeah, you got it right.
Correct. Okay, next question.
Woo!
Next question.
Okay.
All right. What's 1 + 1?
2.
Oh, yeah, you got that one right, too.
Oh, my gosh.
All right.
Yes. Okay.
How many stars are on the American flag?
How many stars on the American flag? There are 50 for the 50 states.
Wow.
Wow.
Okay, here you go. What is the chemical? Hey, turn down your radio. Who's that?
Okay. That's not me.
What is the chemical formula for H2O?
Wait, that's water. What's the chemical formula? That's water.
That is correct.
Okay. All right, time's up.
Time's up. All right, my man. Okay, ready
to
go?
All right, let's go to Biz.
Biz, you ready, Biz?
Ready.
All right, here we go.
Ready, okay. Let's roll.
All right, man. How many feet are in a yard?
Come on, Biz.
How many feet in a yard?
Yeah.
Come Come on, Biz.
12 feet.
12, yeah, 12 feet. This is mad feet. Right, yeah. Right. Wrong answer. Damn, you already lost. All right, I'm gonna give you two more.
One question.
Tony the Tiger is the mascot for what cereal?
Frosted Flakes.
There you go. What is the largest state in the U.S., baby? And don't say
Texas. Baby.
No, wrong. Alaska. Listen, Biz, you tried.
It's okay. That was a good guess, though, Biz, because I would have said the same thing. Texas? I think it was Alaska.
Come on.
Oh, Biz,
I
nice try.
I get 30 seconds.
Nice try, Biz.
You
had some good guesses, Biz. Thank you so much. We love you, but... You know, we're going to give a big shout-out to you, but Stephanie, you are our big winner. Thank you so much for checking in with
yes.
us. And you get a copy of the 1619 Book Project, okay? Courtesy of Ebro. Thank you
so much.
Excited.
Thank you.
All right. Hold on,
thank
guys.
You. Love y'all.
Love you, too. And then coming up in the Flashing Lights Report, yes. Oh, my God, the worst news that I got over my break. Betty White passed away. Heartbreaking, but we'll talk about it. We'll discuss her amazing career coming up next.
97 minutes commercial free.
Non-stop hip hop.
Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning.
Woo!
Hot 97.
New York is the greatest city on earth. The toughest.
Laura Styles got the 411 on the flashing lights. Lights.
Are you ready for the flashing lights? Laura Styles can put us on.
P, probably the worst news that you hit me with over our break. Beloved actress, comedian, American icon, Betty White passed away just weeks before a milestone birthday. She was going to be 100 on January 17th. So, you know, according to sources, she passed away at her home peacefully just before 9:30 a.m. on Friday. Natural causes. You know, Betty White was a trailblazer in media. She had the longest running career of any woman in TV prior to her death, starring in multiple shows over the past 8 decades, starting in 1939. You know, of course, she was a golden girl. That's what we all celebrate her for. But she did a lot more than that. And she just brought tons of, you know, laughter and smiles to everybody. Just her picture makes you smile. So she was nominated for several Golden Globes, honored with lots of Lifetime Achievement Awards, and, you know, she's been celebrated through several organizations. Now, Betty's life will be featured in a movie, which was supposed to celebrate her 100th birthday on January 17th. So it was scheduled to play in movie theaters for just one night, but it's going to proceed as planned. Producers told the New York Post that it's just going to hit theaters for one day. The show is called Betty White, 100 Years Young, a birthday celebration. And it includes like Ryan Reynolds, Tina Fey, Robert Redford, Lin-Manuel Miranda, Clint Eastwood, Morgan Freeman, Carol Burnett, Jimmy Kimmel. I mean, it goes on and on and on and on. But
I mean, it was almost like a joke in the sense of everyone was already so like bummed about 2021.
I know.
And that on New Year's Eve, the last moment of a year that everyone hated, maybe the like as universally beloved a celebrity as there is, passed away. Now, granted, she had a great long life.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But man, like it was a gut punch.
I know.
And she wasn't just a cute old lady, man. She was comedically. Go back and watch those old Golden Girls, man.
So like, good.
She's not just like a lady who was on a sitcom. Yeah. She was so damn funny.
Right.
So funny.
Go back and watch her in an SNL, a 1975 appearance, where she won a Primetime Emmy for it. But it's just like when you see clips of how fantastic she was, it just really makes you smile. There was a tweet that I saw that I was like, wow, that says something along the lines of like, live the life that Betty White did. She's like, she lived up to 99 and people are still saying gone too soon.
Right.
You know what I mean?
That's a life.
What a life, man. Thank you for being a friend. It just reminds me of every single time we would sing Golden Girls, Betty White.
I know. It's gonna hit a little different.
But anyway, just, you know, to make you smile, go back and just watch some clips and just remember her because she was an incredible human being. That's your Flashing Lights report. The time is 7:02. Today... is oh, alternative parking rules are suspended. Okay.
There you go. Thank you, Betty.
Down the road and back again. Your heart is true. You're a pal and a confidant.
FM HD1 New York, 97 minutes commercial free.
Yeah.
Commercial free coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Hot 97.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man. What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David O.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, another episode of Ride or Die. This is where we test love in your life. Sean, how are you this morning?
I'm good.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm all right.
You sound a little upset, man. You want to talk about it?
Oh, no, I'm good.
We need to come up with a scenario. You went to visit a friend in New Jersey, and now you're stranded?
Yeah, that was the original one.
Does Nikki have a car?
She used to, though.
So she doesn't have a car, but you're going to call her because you're stranded.
Yeah.
Okay, another great scenario.
That's terrible.
Well, she'd have to get a car, maybe.
But would she just be like, yo, get on the train, my G? You got Uber? I mean, what are we talking about?
I hope she loves me enough to come out.
And you hope she loves you enough to create a car out of thin air?
Sean, are you in a relationship by any chance?
No, not right now.
Have you ever been in a fight?
Fights in the past, yeah.
Oh, so does Cousin Nikki know about you having fights?
Well, not a fight, but it's a girl that I know that threw some pizza in my face, a bread, pizza bread in my face.
Okay, all right, now we're getting somewhere. All right, here we go. All right, so who's the girl with the pizza bread that slapped you with pizza bread?
Nikki with an M.
Maybe you see Mickey and she's got a hot slice of pizza in her hand.
Pizza again?
And she's coming to smack you again with a piece of pizza. You need Nikki to call your girl cousin, Nikki, to come. Because you can't be putting your hands on a woman. You need Nikki to come slap her with garlic bread.
There has
garlic
to be a reason why Nikki wants to slap her with pizza.
Okay.
Nah, I was just kidding about the garlic bread and pizza. But maybe you buy, Mickey's coming for you again and you need Nikki right now.
All right, I'll try that one.
Because I was going to say, like, maybe if he was driving, he hit her car. And when she comes out, it's the girl.
Oh, no,
why? Slaps
see,
him
now
with the pizza.
That's too convenient. Now he done bumped into...
But we need a reason to piss off the pizza girl.
Now he done
girl.
Bumped into the pizza lady again.
So why is she mad?
Now, why are you and Mickey beefing?
I was laughing about a wig, and she don't have too much edges on.
Oh, you disrespected Mickey's edges?
I disrespected her edges.
Wow, and so she smacked you with
pizza. So you did it again. You her hair looked even worse. You came for her again.
Okay, yeah,
all right, so we're going to call Cousin Nikki, Sean, all right? You got to be stressed out. All right, here we go.
Hello?
Thanks for calling. I'm unavailable at the moment. Leave your name.
Sean, you want to try to conference her in on your phone? You three-way it?
Okay.
Just don't forget to come back to us.
All right.
You know how to do that?
No, I'm not sure how to do the three-way. I don't think this phone has it.
What kind of phone you got?
Samsung J7.
Wait, we have somebody from the Samsung department. Samsung department?
Yes. What model does he have?
J7 Prime.
Yeah, that's a little dated. It's a little dated.
Yeah, I can't find it.
Yo, this is a fail. Ride or die fail. This is a great fail, though. Very entertaining fail.
Wow.
In some ways, this is the best and
worst. If you look at your screen right now, there should be some buttons or options somewhere.
Really? Sean, right, that was deep. There should be buttons.
Yo, our Samsung Health Department is whack. If you got an iPhone, I'll be able to hook you up.
Well, I don't know. He has a Z4.
It says swap now.
Swap, isn't it? All right, yo.
All right.
No. You didn't just bang on him, did you?
Yes. You know what? Yes. That's what we needed to do.
Yo, I've never seen Ride or Die over. Become congratulations, you played yourself.
Gosh.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Want to test your Ride or Die? Email us now at beRideOrDie@gmail.com. That's beRideOrDie@gmail.com.
I saw Kanye West partying with Diddy over New Year's Eve. Laura, didn't...
In Future.
It gave major, like, I'm a single guy, I don't know what to do on New Year's Eve vibes.
I know. It's weird because you never see him at clubs, and it's like,
right.
He's always so awkward at clubs, and he was just
That's
at
what
parties
I mean.
Like, hey, okay, I'll take pictures with you. And
right.
People were even weird, like, they would take pictures with him, and they don't know what to say or do because he's
not normal to be at a party. Yeah. Like, Kanye doesn't really know how to be out publicly without it feels like the whole thing being about the fact that he's out.
I know.
Like,
he can't
just be a guest who's chilling at the party.
But
you know what? Happy New Year's, Kanye. Yeah. Let's start you off with one of these.
You know, congratulations. You played yourself.
Aww.
Light.
So all that big Willy talk, hop you up. Playing yourself. You're playing yourself. You're playing yourself.
Well, Laura, who do you have today to start off 2022?
Oh my God. So we're going to give it to the H&M store, specifically one in downtown in New York, down by World Trade. So an employee alerted a manager because she saw a rack of hoodies with what appears to be bed bugs. She claimed that they were just like, don't worry about it, and kind of just closed that little area off. And she was like, no, do you understand that these bugs, if it's on this rack of clothing, it's everywhere. You got to shut down the store. No one listened to her. They ignored her. So she went ahead and tweeted the photo. The photo is disgusting. Just off the photo, I can count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 bugs.
Ugh.
Ugh,
we're bug counting? That's how we're starting 2022?
It's so bad. Finally, it went viral, and it forced H&M to shut the entire store down.
Yeesh.
Bed bugs are no joke, guys. And, of course, on Twitter, there's a debate if they're bed bugs or lice. Who cares? Disgusting. And people are also worried about this young woman's, you know, job. But she ended up quitting, which sucks. But, you know, if you think you're just going to ignore something like bed bugs, you think you can just close off a little section and think it's going to be okay? You get one of these.
They're not crumbs. Hit them with the button.
Damn.
John.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
The button is. There you go.
Disgusting. Now, it made it to TMZ. I mean, when you see the picture, it just makes you itchy. Like, ugh.
No, I'm good on the picture. Now that, there was a congratulations yesterday that was so pronounced. I thought maybe we'll rename the segment.
What do you mean?
Maybe instead of congratulations, you played yourself, we will just start to call this Antonio Brown at 7:20.
Man.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
I saw the video. Tell me what happened.
First of all, I have so many mixed feelings on this because we pick and choose when we want to worry about people's like mental health, right? Like, some people were like, terrible person. And the next person were like, mental health issues. It's all of it. You know, he clearly has mental health issues. There's no doubt about it. Yesterday during the Jets-Bucks game, the Jets somehow were winning at the time. They went on to lose. But they were winning 24-10. And reportedly the story is Coach Bruce Arians, who had given Antonio Brown a chance, brought him into Tampa last year. They won a Super Bowl together with Tom Brady. Had told AB to go into the game, and AB had a meltdown. And when I say he had a meltdown, I'm sure everyone here listening right now already saw this, but he had the highest level meltdown. He took off his clothes, Laura. He took off his jersey. He took off his pads. He took off his glove. He took off his T-shirts. He took off everything. He ran through the Jets end zone, waving to the crowd, and walked out. Took an Uber in the middle of the game.
No.
Wait, what?
Yes.
It's so
wait,
wild.
Just because, but nothing happened before that.
No one knows.
no one knows what else was done or said that led to that. When asked about it after the game, Bruce Arians, the head coach of the Bucks, simply said he's not a Buck anymore. That's it.
Oh, so he's like off. He quit the team. Like, he left. I thought he just left the game or something.
No. He left the stadium and was immediately cut.
Wow.
There was no, hey, can I get a ride back, fam? He got his own ride. He was out. It was out of a movie. It was truly out of a movie. But here's the thing. And here's where I tend to go, congratulations, you played yourself more than anything. Yo, he then turned around and released a single yesterday.
No.
You know what I mean?
No.
He did?
No.
He didn't?
I said he did?
Yeah, he did.
He did?
Is it good? Oh, I got to go find that right now.
Is it good? You know what? Stop yourself, Casto. Hit yourself with the button right now.
Congratulations.
Now,
you played yourself.
Yeah, so like, I'm not saying that Antonio Brown doesn't have mental health issues. He does. We had him on the show. You could tell he's a bit off and needs help, and I hope he gets it. But yo, the Bucks gave him a chance. He won a Super Bowl with them after everybody was out. And then he released a single, so you know he's crazy like a fox. You know he's planning things, but here's the crazier part of it all. Talk about a costly decision. If AB had gotten 8 more catches between yesterday and next week, $333,000 bonus. If he'd gotten 55 more receiving yards over the next 2 weeks, another $333,000 bonus. If he'd got one touchdown yesterday or next week, another $333,000. That's $1 million potentially left on the table, kids. And it all adds up to one of these.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Oh, man.
Woo-hoo-hoo!
You're playing yourself.
I don't play.
Wake up, New York.
Hey, yo, wake up.
Ebro in the morning.
With Laura Styles and Rosenberg, you dig?
I mean, listen, I do feel bad for the guy. But once you drop the single later that day, listen, he's as happy to exploit his own mental health issues as anyone if that is what's going on. But just absolute madness. And meanwhile, everyone spends all their time talking about that, not even worrying about the fact that the Jets blew it. They almost had a chance to beat the Bucks. Craziness. We got a lot more to get to. It is the first time we're together on the air in 2022. A whole lot to discuss. DJ John, do you have something to give away coming up in a little?
Yeah, he does. Coming up.
More All prizes. Right, stay tuned. DJ John time.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man. What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Hey, it's Ebro, Laura, and Rosenberg. Happy 2022, everyone. Hopefully happy. I'll tell you one thing, Laura, that I feel about going back to work today, and that is I feel immensely fat because I have been a disaster.
I know. I was like, I hit up my trainer. I was like, let's get back to work, please.
Bro, I feel you on that, man. I gained so much weight. I actually started going to the gym this morning.
Wow, good for you.
And let's see how long this lasts.
Wait, hold on.
Wow, Cass.
You thought the move for you, I'm not judging you. I am,
yeah,
but I'm not.
Yeah.
The move for you to get back in the swing was to go 4 a.m. today?
Well, I have to. I have no other time to go to the gym.
I respected Cass 1.
Why not?
I'm very proud of you.
That's motivation.
Because I'm here. I do the show. Then I go to my other job. By the time I get out of there, It's 6-7 o'clock. Who wants to go to the gym after that long day? I'm not gonna. I know I'm not gonna do it.
He's right. He's right. He knows. He knows who he is.
I know.
Yeah, me, I'll play along, bro. You're gonna do this 4 a.m. thing every day for
we'll
the rest
see how
of your
long
life.
This lasts. We'll you see how long found this lasts. It. But listen, if I get it in for at least 2 months, I could get back to where I was at. So you know what I'm saying? At least that. I'm trying.
Well, but here's the main thing you need to remember. That's the real foolish part. Is that, it's depending what you're skinny. You don't really know what this fat life is, okay? You don't understand anything about this. You don't know about this. You've never lived this, all right? You could go to the gym to make yourself feel better and to get your cardiovascular health up. Okay. But for everyone right now who's thinking about losing weight and they think the way they're going to do it is by grinding in the gym, you're wasting your time. It's about eating. You are not going to lose the weight you gained over the holidays by just working so hard in the gym.
It has to be a combination.
It's a combination. Combination, but I'm telling you, John, you know as well as anyone.
Facts.
It's a combo, but the kitchen's 80%. John, would you agree?
Those are some fat facts.
Fat facts to get your year started. Trust me. Now, speaking of fat facts, where's DJ John?
Oh, my gosh.
Right here.
It's DJ John.
Johnny.
I'm DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John.
Johnny. Yo.
Hey, Johnny.
2022. It's a good number because my birthday's on the 2nd of February, and it's 222. So all those 222s add up.
Wow. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. I can't wait.
DJ John.
Aquarius season's soon come. You know what I'm saying?
Feeling like a big year for DJ John, guys.
Speaking of big year, I definitely gained weight. Oh, man.
It was... And you know what the real bummer was for me, Laura? They had, for the first time ever, a WWE pay-per-view on January 1st. I had to squeeze my fat ass into that suit. I thought my girl was going to have to cram me in with a shoehorn.
What a pudge.
She was going to put a waist trainer on you.
I swear to God, I thought she'd have to.
I know.
Yeah, I thought they were going to have to, like, we were going to have to hang the clothes and drop me from the sky and just hope I made it in. All right, DJ John, I'm sure you have an exciting, I'm sure Hot 97 has laced you up with an incredible, exciting gift for the people.
A fantastic gift. Listen, be call number 9 right now, and you're going to get a nice book of the 1619 Project, baby.
Here you 16, go.
I feel like we've been giving that away since 1619.
That's all we have.
Yeah, man. And a shout-out.
Some history, some knowledge for the people.
There we go. Some history, some knowledge, and a shout-out.
Yes.
1-800-223-9797. All you got to do is call right now and be smarter than DJ John. I wonder if in 2021 we're going to get tickets again, Laura. Remember we used to give away tickets?
Yes, I remember those days.
Tickets, money, things like that. That would be great.
All right, let's see. Do we have somebody on the line?
Abello Victoria. Oh, damn. Put the whole... No, not that one?
Hold on, John. Don't mess this up. Trinae, please help him. There we go.
Okay. Who's on the line? Hello?
Abello?
Hello.
Hi. What's your name?
Sierra.
Sierra?
Oh. I messed that one up.
All right, Sierra, here we go. Let's. What's the question for Sierra, Laura Stiles?
All right, Sierra, I have a question for you. Hopefully you can answer it and be smarter than DJ John. Now, Sierra, Betty White was famous for being on a show called Golden What?
Globes.
Girl.
Damn it.
Boom. Ooh.
Wow.
She got it right. Even though John shouted over her, she got it right. Golden Girls is correct.
Not Golden Globes. Add away. Good job. Okay.
Okay. DJ John.
DJ John, think about Betty White.
Betty.
All right. What city was her character Rose? Okay. What city was Rose from in Golden Girls?
Sarasota? No.
Oh, come on.
No. Incorrect.
Tampa.
Come on, man.
St. Olaf, Minnesota.
You didn't know she was from St. Olaf, Minnesota? That was actually a layup.
No, I never knew that.
Then you never watched the show.
She's not from
Brooklyn? You never watched. Damn, DJ John, we're learning about that. You never watched Golden Girls?
No, not like that.
Wow, you didn't know she was from St. Olaf? Yo, if y'all haven't watched Golden Girls, please do yourself a favor and watch. Don't just say it. Don't just try to be cool on Instagram. Make sure you've watched Golden Girls, DJ John. Shame on you.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But good news. But that is good news for our listener.
Congratulations. You're a big winner.
Oh, big.
Thank you.
Hold on, Mama. We're going to hook you up with a copy of the 1619 Project some knowledge for you, a nice book.
That's right.
To have it at
education
home.
For you and the fam.
Yes. Congratulations. Now,
all right, hang tight. Oh, wait, you know what? We should give her a shout-out or two. You have any shout-outs you want to give while we're at it? You have any shout-outs?
Shout-out to everybody out there in the healthcare field.
Okay.
Trying to survive today, you know?
Yo, how crazy is the Omicron? Are you seeing an obscene amount of cases?
Yes, we are, actually. And, you know, like I said, we're just trying to survive every day. I know everyone's stressed out about it, and everyone's over everything, but we just got to try to survive. It's a brand new year, right?
Brand new year. Thank you so much for that. Brand new year, and yeah, we're all trying to just adjust. I think we all assumed, like, we've been doing this for so long by now. We're just figuring it out. Laura, it seems like we're just now adjusting to what this normal is going to be. What are we doing in the Flashing Lights Report?
All right, well, sending you love and to all the healthcare workers. Sending you so much love. But coming up in the Flashing Lights Report, we got to talk about this. Ghislaine Maxwell was found guilty. Finally, I felt like, oh, we've been talking about this case forever. So we'll give you some details coming up next.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man. What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Lauren Styles got the 411 on the flashlights.
I know you're ready for the flashing lights. And Lauren Styles can put us on.
Lauren Styles, put us on.
So, you know, we followed the Epstein trial. It's like a movie. But finally, Ghislaine Maxwell was found guilty on 5 out of the 6 charges in the Epstein sex trafficking trial. She was accused of soliciting and grooming minors for abuse and sex crimes in the hands of Jeffrey Epstein from 1994 up until 2004. And she was convicted of 5 counts, including sex trafficking of a minor. The jury deliberated for 6 days. So it's just, you know, this whole thing has been like, it's been like a movie. It's unbelievable. It's just going to be very interesting to see, because now the reports are like FBI is looking over her black book. Like, what's going to happen next?
My question, it would be like a movie if I didn't understand what was happening in the movie. Like a movie that you're watching, you're like, what the hell is going on here? I mean, I don't even know. I honestly lost track. I don't even know.
Right.
I don't really know. Honestly, I don't really know. Once he died, I'm like, okay, they're going to end up putting it on this lady. I'm not saying she didn't do it or she's not bad or anything, because I don't know enough.
Right.
But I just know she was clearly part of it, but like, we don't know to which level she was a part of it and coerced herself. We don't know. I just know that I checked out once he died. I was like, oh, this is going to be one of those things we never really understand.
I'm just curious to see if anybody's, you know, if any other information is going to come out of all these politicians and actors and people who are involved.
That's what I'm saying. Show me when that happens. When
they start pointing fingers.
Yeah, considering that we know that, like, this guy was friends with all these major political figures, Donald Trump, Bill Clinton, this one, that one. Until I see something, like, make sense around that and some sort of repercussion, what are we doing?
I know. In other news, you know what disappointed me? Hmm. Uncle Murder's wrap-up, his 2021 wrap-up.
I hadn't heard about this till you told me, but this was rough.
I know he doesn't care, but I was just like, really? At the very beginning, he just starts taking shots at Lil Nas X and, you know, just... But basically says that he's going to end up with...
HIV?
HIV, yeah. But I was like, why would you go there? Like, why?
That was a terrible... Murder, love you. Like, you're a great guy. That was a terrible idea. Terrible.
Ugh. I was like, just like, this, I don't need to hear the rest of this. Like, come on.
Yeah, that's not the right way to go for attention. I was not feeling that either. Now, Laura, by the way, speaking of things I wasn't feeling on a different level, did you see drunk ass Andy Cohen on New Year's Eve?
Did I? Yes. Oh my God, a hot mess. We have some audio of this. I think this is a clip of him going off on De Blasio. I think.
Yeah, that's what I meant. That's Check that's this what, out. That was the moment. Here we go.
Don't go on a rant.
Two hits.
Don't go on a rant.
Victory lap. Dance. After 4 years of the craziest term as the mayor of New York, the only thing that Democrats and Republicans can agree on is what a horrible mayor he has been. So, sayonara, sucker.
Yo, your man... Andy Cohen had the drunk crazy eyes going for about 3 hours on New Year's Eve.
Him and Anderson Cooper were taking shots. They were washed. They were but washed. Like, and then Don Lemon was in New Orleans, I think, washed over there, broadcasting live. It was funny as hell.
By the way, this has been like a thing they've been doing now for the last several years. It'd be great until they cancel it. It eventually gets, like, that was now getting close. But like, but Andy Cohen, listen. I tweeted this on Saturday and people get so mad. I'm excited for them to get mad now too. Laura, don't you get a little annoyed? I'm not saying he was a good mayor. He was certainly not a special or good mayor who distinguished himself in a great way. But I just feel like the De Blasio is the worst mayor ever is the laziest, most unsubstantiated comment of all time.
Yeah, I feel what you're saying. Because I ask people, I'm like, well, what is it that you what hate about it? And no one can answer.
Well, look at the city.
He ruined the city. That's all they say.
Look at the city. The city's in shambles. Meanwhile, it's like you and I have both lived in the city for his entire term. I wouldn't say that the city's appeared ruined from my vantage. Okay, I'd be more interested in hearing this from people who were in lower economic circumstances. Did they feel that their opportunities got worse throughout the De Blasio administration? Because their opportunities have been bad for a very long time. And a lot of times the people who are complaining about how awful De Blasio is, frankly, Laura, a lot of them, not all, are rich and complaining about taxes. And that's the number one thing they're screaming about. And then you want to talk about COVID. Okay, then they're really angry about COVID. But they didn't direct that same energy towards Donald Trump when he was president and completely botched COVID and landed us here in the first place. So again, I'm not saying De Blasio was a good mayor. I really don't think he will be remembered that way. But this New York Post created, he's the single worst mayor we've ever had in this town. I've already lived through that 10 different times. Y'all did it with Koch, Dinkins. It's always happened. It's just so I was annoyed. Even though it was funny that Andy Cohen got sloshed. Yo, first of all, want to talk about how ignorant he was. After he went off on De Blasio, he's like, thank God for Eric Adams. Then Anderson Cooper's like, yeah, you know, Eric Adams has an interesting story. You know, he was once actually assaulted by police. And Andy Cohen's like, really? I'm like, dude, you don't know that about Eric Adams? I thought you might have paid attention.
That's been his
thing. That's his number one thing. We all know about Eric Adams. By the way, good luck to the new mayor. I hope it goes better for Eric Adams than it did for De Blasio.
Me too. That's your flashing light report. The time is 8:03. Alternate side parking rules are suspended.
Here come all the tweets of people calling me a communist. Countdown.
WQHT and WQHT HD1 New York. Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Hot 97.
Oh, what's that? It's the sweet, sweet sounds of Laura Stiles and Rosenberg back in 2022 and presumably with Ebro tomorrow. He's out of the country on his way back from vacation. And Laura and I were just catching up off the air about the start of 2022.
I know. Some people were like, the thing that made me laugh was like, I think I'm going to stop drinking for the new year, start sober, you know, whatever, sober January, except I already messed up because it's January 1st and I have a hangover because I was drinking all night long. I'm like, how does that work?
Yeah, you don't want to start with something if you're already drinking at 2 a.m. on January 1st.
And
what's that, Casto?
The worst part about it this year, how it played out where January 1st was, what, Saturday?
Right.
So it's easy to just keep going. You're like, oh, I just push it to Monday. You know what I'm saying?
My New Year's will start on Monday.
No, you want to know a trash start? Trash start to the year. And by the way, here's the question at 1-800-223-9797. It's January 3rd, and my year is already trash. Or it's January 3rd, and my year is already amazing. We'll take either one. Call us right now.
Yes, either one.
Either side. Now, here's you want to know a trash way to start 2022. I was in Atlanta for the WWE Day One pay-per-view. Had a great time. Saw the Migos who performed.
It was
really nice. No Cardi, though, Laura. No Cardi.
Okay.
But Natalie and I were staying at the Hyatt Regency downtown. Yo, I've never been in downtown Atlanta like that. Like, not really. Like, I've been to Atlanta a few times. I've never been in, like, proper downtown. You know, like, when we watched, like when the riots happened in Atlanta and it started in downtown by the CNN Center.
Yeah.
I'm talking about like that part of downtown. I've never been there. I don't know if it's always been like this, but the way it was this weekend was not great. Like, you walked a block from our hotel and it was just, the streets were loose and not great. Do you know where my initial meal was for 2022? Do you want to know the first food that I put in my body to start 2022?
Let's hear it. What was it?
We had New Year's Day brunch at the downtown Hooters in Atlanta.
Oh, my God.
That's how I set off 2022, was a sort of beet Caesar salad and some wings from Hooters. So, listen, you do the best you can, but then you got to recover, you know?
Yeah.
Not everything's going to be perfect. And this is the hard part about when you have a new year, like, new year, new me, that you can easily get thrown off. Like, look at Cass One. You know, Cass One, Laura, he went to the gym at 4 a.m. today.
I know. I was like, wow, Cass.
And he's hype. But Cass,
I'm not.
Don't, on Wednesday, when you can't do it, don't beat yourself up.
Wednesday? You mean Tuesday.
Wait, how?
I gave you two days.
Are you trying to do this every day, Cass, or just like every other day?
I'm trying to do it every day. But to be totally honest with you guys, it's really my wife, because this morning that alarm clock went off and I was like, yeah, nah. And she's like, get up, we're going to go. And I'm like, oh,
Wait. Y'all went together?
Yep.
I mean, that's the only way to do it. Because
that's the only way?
Yeah. Cass One's wife is extremely fit. She is a gorgeous woman who is on it and very strong and could probably power lift all of us.
But that's exactly why he's not going to feel like going with her.
What do you mean?
No one wants to go to the gym every day with someone who's that on point.
No, I need that. I mean,
yeah, you need it for 2 days until you don't want to do it anymore. And then you look at her getting up, and she doesn't even mind it, and she likes it. I mean, let's be honest, Cass, she's a deranged person. She's working out like a maniac. You don't have that in you. You're a record industry bum. You don't want to get up and do that.
At all. But that's what I'm saying. She motivates me to do it. So she's like, come on, let's get up. We're going. And I'm like, all right, fine. But if I didn't have that, I would have – listen, this plan would have been out the window this morning. I would not have showed up.
Well, New Year's resolution done.
We're proud of you for making it one day.
You know what I'm saying?
One day.
Now we'll see if
I'm gonna make it at least a week.
We're gonna see if I can manage to get my ass up on that Peloton again after being off for the last 2 weeks.
Have you been
DJ
using
John,
it? Oh, I'm sorry. I know.
I was using it. I would, you know, religiously before I left, but that was all with like the, you know, I'm about to go on vacation, so let me get this in. So how do I do now that I'm back to reality? We'll see.
Okay.
DJ John, who do we have on the phone lines?
Let's see.
Yancy?
Let's not even bother with John.
Yeah, Jay.
Names here.
Jay, there what up, Jay?
Jay.
What's up, Jay? Happy New Year, guys.
Happy New Year, Jay. So it's January 3rd. Is your year amazing or trash so far?
It's trash.
All right.
What happened?
I had some family coming over my house, and I pulled my cars out of the driveway, and I parked them in front of my house so the guests could have space to park their vehicles.
Classy.
Okay. At like 3 o'clock in the morning, an ambulance slammed into both my cars.
Oh my gosh.
That is trash.
The ambulance driver had fell asleep and destroyed both cars.
No. Was everyone okay?
Yeah. They had a passenger in the back that they were taking to the hospital.
No.
And the guy got out the back, and he's like, yo, I'm going home.
Oh, my my
no,
God.
No, no, no. Yep. That is, hold on.
That might be the craziest story we've heard.
Yo, and so now here's my question, Jay. What is your process to even getting your stuff taken care of, like, and fixed? Because, like, you're not paying for that.
I have to go through my insurance because fighting with the city will take years, and I won't have a car for years. So I have to get it fixed through my insurance and then get, like, a subsequent claim for the city to pay for it.
Right.
But that won't be anytime soon.
I know.
All right, Jay,
and it's
listen.
Both cars, total loss.
Both cars?
Total loss?
Both wow. cars, total loss.
Oh, Jay, sending you a virtual hug, Jay. It's going to be okay.
Hey, Jay, listen. Jay, listen. How about this? We may be able to help you out. What would you say if I said I was able to hook you up with a copy of the 1619 Project?
I mean, that'll make it a little better.
All right, then hold on. We got you, my G. We got you. Hold on one second, Jay. Oh, man. Who else we got, DJ John? That is awful. Oh, that was bad.
Oh, my gosh. All right, who else we got on the line?
Line one, we have Richie.
Richie? Yes, hey, guys. How you doing?
Richie, what's up? Tell us your story. How's it going, man?
Is the year amazing or trash?
It is January 3rd. My wife's birthday is this Thursday, and everything has been going amazing, guys. I just want to say before I begin that I listen to you guys every morning, my commute to the city. And, you know, you lighten up my day every time I hear you guys, all these stories with everyone and all the wonderful advice. Actually, a few years ago, I got onto the radio on the session of Thora Styles that she gives out advice. And it was during the time when my wife had her first child. Well, we had our first child. And, you know, she was going through some post-traumatic stress. And you guys helped me through it.
Postpartum depression.
So going back to, yeah. So now going to now, you know, we actually in 2021, we had two miscarriages, so which was pretty hard on us. But, you know, we spoke with the doctor this past weekend, and he said that she's going to be taking some medication, and then within a few weeks, we can start trying again, and everything should be good to go.
Yo, man. Really, really appreciate you and your positive attitude and outlook because that is a really, really hard struggle that you're going through. And you expressing it that way, man, was really helpful, I'm sure, to a lot of people listening. Thank you, man.
Sending you so much love. Thank you, Richie.
And happy early
birthday. No problem. Thank you guys for accepting my call.
Yeah, look, no doubt, Richie.
You. I'll let her know.
All right. Thanks, Richie. Wow, Richie, positive energy.
I know. And he loves the gurus. What more? He's amazing.
I mean, listen, the man makes sense. We have any more, DJ John?
No.
All right, perfect. Good to work. All right, here's what we have. Speaking of the gurus, we'll get to the gurus next. It's Ebro, Lauren, Rosenberg. Happy New Year.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Hey, it's Ebro Laura Rosenberg, and we are back. What? I think there's a couple flurries happening, Rosenberg.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, a little flurries in the Tri-State area. Just a little bit. A little bit.
Was there, I heard there were flurries over Christmas.
In certain parts. And I read that some unexpected snow is supposed to hit certain parts of, I think, like Texas and other places coming up, so... Just get ready.
But I mean, has there been snow in New York?
No, I think
there was snow. There was snow on Christmas Eve, like early in the morning, and it was gone by like 10 o'clock. So
So it was a light, quick thing.
I'm just
nothing
saying.
Nothing real.
If you live in a place where it's going to be frosty, get ready. It's coming.
I mean, supposedly. We've been pretty lucky so far, though, when you think about it.
Yeah.
I mean, for a cold place on the East Coast, to be in New York and in January and not had any snow on the ground yet, nothing.
And it hasn't really even been cold yet.
Facts.
Nah, not really. But you know what? You know where it's never cold? You know where it's always warm and filled with love?
Where?
The loving arms of the gurus.
Hey, yo, it's time for the gurus, Shani Coltrane and Rosenberg. And Laura, you know you are a beautiful queen. Ebro, don't ever play yourself. You're not a guru.
He's not, but we are. The guru, Laura, at gmail.com.
Guru!
That's where the gurus unite.
Right.
And shine light on your darkness. I'm going to burn the sage right now. Rosenberg, lead us in breathing exercises and let us know who's in need of our help.
Ah, theguru.laura@gmail.com. Theguru.laura@gmail.com. Hi, gurus.
Hi.
Not you, Ebro.
The Goralua.
That's right, the Goralua. I love you all. I know you'll give it to me straight, so here we go.
Okay.
I'm a single female for over 5 years. I recently met a guy who's 10 years my junior. He explained to me that he was in the process of a breakup with the mother of his child. The child is 2 years old. In the beginning, he love-bombed me with texts and sweet acts. Despite my hesitation about his relationship status, we've shared deep conversations and kisses. 5 months later, his behavior has become inconsistent. He claims it's because of the unrest at home. They still live together.
Mm.
But according to him, he's working on moving out and them co-parenting.
Mm-mm.
I want to believe him, but my gut tells me he's just seeking relief from the drama he has at home. We haven't gone on any formal dates, no sex. I'm not interested in taking it to that level unless he figures out things at home. And he isn't emotionally available or physically accessible to meet my needs. I feel as if he sees me as a pastime and a way to enjoy the attention and affection he claims he doesn't get at home. When I confront him about my feelings, he denies it and speaks of a future with me and him. I'm over his seesawing emotions and I'm ready to fall back. Am I being impatient or delusional? This feels very one-sided and I'm ready to be gone.
Yes.
You don't even need a guru.
That's
it. You
are
the guru.
First of all, anyone who's in the process of breaking up with somebody, no. You wait until they're completely done, have moved on, because all of that just is a code word for mess. It's a mess. And yeah, you should have seen, like, girl, you have all the signs. He's love bombing you because he's trying to get away from, you know, the drama that he has going on. But if he's still living with his family, like, no, this isn't the place for you. You need to move on.
I don't even think Cass won. Reach for the lighter because you already burned it down.
He knows.
Burned this down. Because even, you know what? Even if you are what they might call a bridge, even if he does leave, he might just cross the bridge and just find somebody else.
Right.
So you're playing.
Right.
You're in a weird position right now, man.
Hold on. Cass got it. It's time to burn it down. And listen, after the fire has completely burned and everything is gone, and we have nothing left except ashes and rebirth. There you go. You hear the flames.
There you go, Cass. Add a little extra.
Flambe.
If he has also done this with his previous relationship, and 6 months down the line you hear from him, and he's like, hey, I'm totally single. I'm out on my own. I'd love to get together sometime. Guys, I think she could entertain that. But this? Nah.
Wait till he's completely done with his situation and he's figured it out, because you cannot be in between. And like Cass said, you could just be for right now. And then later on, he's going to realize, like, I need a complete break altogether. And then, I don't know, man, but this ain't it. This is not
everyone, it. Everyone agrees, including yourself, you know what to do.
Get out. So say the gurus.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Strength, no weakness. We're not a weakness.
Rosenberg. Coming up at a Flash and Lights report, we need to talk about the incredible Betty White again. We do. Because this was the worst news you hit me with this weekend when I was off social media. Jeez.
I'm sorry.
So we'll discuss the incredible life of Betty White next.
Oh, man. I'll tell you what, man. It's different being divorced out here. You watch other people move in relationships, you're just like, all right, Joe.
What do you mean?
Y'all do what y'all gonna do. It seems romantic, though, and great. I'm happy for everybody. I have a friend on social media, Laura, who literally, she met a dude, and you could tell she decided in 3 months, this was it. I'm done. That's it. I'm married. And now I end up believing it just from a distance on social media. I believe it. I'm watching. I'm like, oh, yeah, they've been together forever. This is true love. And then I looked back. I was like, how long have they been together? Less than a year. They act like they're family. Like they've known each other since the dawn of time.
Sometimes you just got to go.
Sometimes you just find a special one, you know?
Yeah.
What's wrong with that, man?
Like, look, I jumped in, too. I found one.
Not really.
5 years later and a child, we're still here.
But you didn't really jump in. Laura, you actually kind of reasonably dated slowly. What are you talking about?
I mean, I
know. You moved along. You moved in together, a couple years later? Then you had a child a couple years later?
No, I didn't. I think you're forgetting.
How soon did you move in?
We went on a date and he just started staying at my house. And then
but when did you move in?
And then 6 months later after my lease was up, we moved in together. Don't you remember you guys were making fun of me on the air?
That's pretty rough. I remember that day.
That's kind of crazy.
That was a good one.
But look, it worked.
It worked.
It worked.
Now we have a beautiful baby girl.
True.
I like how everyone's just like,
I like how everyone's like, sometimes you just gotta go. And I'm like, but 50% of those sometimes don't work out. Actually, more.
We're gonna discuss this tomorrow because, look, a lot of people, our cameraman Rasan said he moved in with his wife after 10 months and now he has beautiful children and they're married.
Wow. You forced me in the position of being a terrible person to say this about everyone.
You are.
But everyone who's still together now, you say it's great? You need an update in 5 years of everyone.
Yes. I mean, look, you never know where life is going to take you.
What I'm pointing out is that when you've been through the position of being in a relationship that you thought was impossible to break, that if you added up all your relationships, don't add up to the time I was with my ex-wife.
I know.
All of them.
I know.
That you can't, you can no longer be sold when in that feeling of just like, just do it. Sometimes you just got to do it. It's like, oh, that sounds great. Sounds great.
Yeah, but Rose,
there's a cost. There's a cost.
But you're also forgetting everything was great until it wasn't.
Yeah.
That's
right. So there's always and I guess
the argument is it doesn't really matter how long you take because you could take forever and still break up.
Facts.
But that doesn't change what I'm saying, Casto, which is sometimes also as adults, let's just be real. And by the way, Laura's in this category too. I'm sorry, no disrespect. People get to a certain age, and when they get to that age, the speed that people turn on is different. And that's you, DJ John, and that's you, Laura Stiles, and not you, Bascom. You're just crazy. All right, let's get into the flashing lights.
Laura Stiles got the 411 on the flashing lights. Lights.
Now you're ready for the flashing lights, and Laura Stiles gonna put us on.
Oh, man, sad news of last year and this year was losing the amazing actress, comedian, American icon, Betty White. She passed away just weeks before a milestone birthday. She would have been 100 years old on January 17th. Now, according to reports, Betty White passed away at her home just before 9:30 in the morning on a Friday, and they say she died of natural causes. But she had the longest running career of any woman in television prior to her death, starring in multiple shows over the past 8 decades, starting back in 1939. The things this woman has seen. I mean, she was nominated for several Golden Globes, several Lifetime Achievement Awards. What's dope is that her life will be featured in a movie that was supposed to celebrate her 100th birthday on January 17th. The movie was scheduled to play in movie theaters for one night only. It's going to proceed as planned. Producers told the New York Post that it's still going to hit theaters. It's called Betty White, 100 Years Young, a birthday celebration. And it includes a bunch of stars like Ryan Reynolds, Tina Fey, Robert Redford, Lin-Manuel Miranda, Clint Eastwood, Morgan Freeman, Carol Burnett, Jimmy Kimmel. So it's going to be dope. Betty White was 99 years old. Would have celebrated her 100th birthday on January 17th.
I know it was such a bummer that she passed when she did. And Laura, you sent me this over the weekend, but you know Betty White goes beyond just being a groundbreaking comedian and iconic woman in entertainment. She also did incredible things with regard to inclusivity and racial barriers. In 1954, she had an entertainer named Arthur Duncan on the show, on her show. The Betty White show that she was doing back in 1954. We're talking about the same year as Brown versus the Board of Education. And she had a black man as a guest on her show, and people were not happy about this. And her response publicly was, quote, live with it. That's what she told people when people tried to come for her. And, you know, that's just the person that she was. And if you haven't seen Betty White going all the way back to 1954. I mean, I don't know if I'm allowed to say this now that she's no longer with us and she was 99. Laura, she was a smoke show.
I know. She was gorgeous.
Like, and just her comedic timing forever, all the way until recently, she was just always so funny. If you've never just sat back and watched old episodes of The Golden Girls, damn, man, she was so funny in everything she did, every SNL appearance, every interview. She's one of the best talk show interview guests of all time.
I saw a clip of her like as a guest on a Joan Rivers show, and her clapback game is so excellent. Like it was just she was just on. She was just amazing.
Rest in peace to the great Betty White.
Yes. In other news, you know, you mentioned it in congratulations, you played yourself, but Rosemar, can you break down what happened with Antonio Brown? Because we saw a video of him taking off his shirt during a game and just leaving. And then there's pictures of him waiting outside for an Uber. He just left the game. What happened?
I'm almost mad that we went from talking about Betty White to Antonio Brown. Literally, he rolled out. No one knows exactly what happened in that game, but it was out of a comedy. Like I know it's not funny. He obviously has mental health issues. He needs help. But let's be honest, this is the place that gave him. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers tried to give him help. Tom Brady is his guy. Even afterwards, Tom Brady like only said nice things about him and hoping that he finds the help that he needs and that people support him. But Laura, no one knows what happened. He just stormed off. He was supposedly told to check into the game. He didn't want to. He took off his jersey. He had teammates like Mike Evans pleading with him, being like, don't do this. He literally took off his jersey and his shirt and ran shirtless through the stadium and then jumped in a car and left mid-game.
Wow. So what happens now?
Oh, nothing. I think that is the end.
The Bucks said they're done.
Oh, the Bucks said they're done. He was cut. But wow. I don't think anyone will pick him up. I think that this is, I don't know, there's weird things that happen that like draw a certain line. And I think rolling out on your team in the middle of a game and literally embarrassing the team like that, my guess is no one would sign him at this point. I could be wrong, but I can't see it.
I hope he gets the help that he needs. At your flashing lights report, the time is 6:58. Today, alternate side parking rules are suspended, and it's a high of 31 degrees.
April in the morning. With Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Let's go!
Hot 97.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.